Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant elevation of its global stature, India has just been elected as the Vice President of the Financial Action Task Force, a crucial intergovernmental body that sets the standards for anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism worldwide. First, what makes this significant is that this is India's first ever vice presidency of the FATF, which is headquartered in Paris. The FATF, or the Financial Action Task Force, is the global watchdog for anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism, established in 1989. It evaluates whether countries implement its standards, known as the FATF recommendations, through mutual evaluations. Its most powerful instrument is its listing mechanism, which includes the grey list and the black list. The grey list consists of countries with strategic anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism deficiencies that have committed to an action plan. Being listed on the grey list raises compliance scrutiny and can deter investment. On the other hand, the black list includes countries with serious deficiencies, which attract countermeasures. The threat of greylisting has been a key lever in pressing jurisdictions, including those in India's neighborhood, to act against terror financing. Now, let us turn to the historical context of India's involvement with the FATF. India was elected as the Vice President of the FATF for the period 2026-27, with Culture Secretary Vivek Agrawal, a former Director of the Financial Intelligence Unit of India, or FIUINT, set to hold the post from July 2026 to June 2027. This is a significant development, as India succeeds the United Kingdom's Giles Thomson in the role, with Thomson moving up to the FATF presidency. But why does this matter for India? The vice presidency gives India greater influence in shaping global anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism norms. India has consistently pushed for the misuse of new technologies, such as virtual assets and crowdfunding, and terror financing channels to be addressed in FATF standards. A leadership role amplifies this advocacy, particularly on state-sponsored terror financing. What makes this even more significant is that India's own anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism framework rests on several pillars. The fact that the new vice president previously headed FIUINT signals continuity with India's domestic enforcement experience. This is crucial, as it allows India to champion stronger global action on cross-border and state-linked terror financing, push for robust regulation of virtual digital assets and emerging payment channels, and use its own experience, such as the Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, and Aadhaar-linked verification, to advocate for technology-enabled, inclusive compliance that does not stifle legitimate finance. However, the challenge is to balance rigorous enforcement with avoiding de-risking that excludes poorer jurisdictions and small remitters from the formal system. This is a delicate balance that India will need to navigate in its new role as the Vice President of the FATF. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The FATF, or the Financial Action Task Force, is the global anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism watchdog, set up in 1989 and headquartered in Paris. India's role is that of the elected FATF Vice President for 2026-27, its first ever, with the term running from July 2026 to June 2027. The office holder is Culture Secretary Vivek Agrawal, the former director of FIUINT. The FATF plenary was held in Paris from June 17 to 19, 2026, where India succeeded the UK's Giles Thomson, who is now the FATF president. India has been a member of the FATF since 2010, and the key tools used by the FATF include the grey list, which denotes increased monitoring, and the black list, which denotes a call for action. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, global governance, and terror financing diplomacy, as well as GS Paper 3, which covers the economy, security, money laundering, terror financing, financial regulation, and economic security. In the prelims, you should remember that the FATF was set up in 1989, is headquartered in Paris, and that India joined in 2010. You should also note the significance of the FIUND and the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002. In the mains, you can discuss how India's FATF vice presidency reflects its rising stake in global financial integrity and analyze the anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism architecture and India's role in it. With India's new role as the vice president of the FATF, the country is poised to play a more significant part in shaping global financial integrity, and this development has far-reaching implications for India's strategic and diplomatic weight, as well as its domestic architecture for anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism.